is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S.
This Scores Broadcast.com High School Sports Presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be, Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome to Fairborn High School Skyhawk Arena. I am Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee, and we are here for a Division 7 regional final volleyball match between the Jackson Center Tigers and the Fort Laramie Redskins. We welcome you to bonus coverage of today's Division 7 regional final here on Scores. We have added this match to our broadcast schedule because of the interest in two Shelby County League schools facing off, and the demand for listenership is very high. Because of the unusual format for breaks in volleyball, our insertions of commercials will be more random than normal. We will try our best to insert all of our sponsors over the course of this match with this bonus coverage here on Scores. Thank you very much for joining our online broadcast of Division 7 Regional Volleyball. And this is not the only two Shelby County Athletic League teams in action today. Anna is taking on Coldwater in a regional final at Northmont. We will have updates from that one throughout the afternoon as well. The Rockets taking on a Coldwater squad that is undefeated and is ranked number one all season long in the Division 6 State Coaches Association polls. And Jackson Center taking on a league rival today that is very similar to Coldwater. In fact, the only match Fort Laramie has lost this year was in the first weekend of the season to Coldwater in the Cavaliers season opening tournament. Fort Laramie has been ranked number one all season in Division 7. And they beat Jackson Center 3-0 in both of the squad's regular season matches. Chuck, thanks so much for joining me today. After seeing these two squads this past Thursday, impressive players for both, but there is no doubt what Fort Laramie was able to do to Rushi in that squad really jumped out.
Yeah, they kind of just ran them off the floor. And, I mean, Rushi is a very young team, so Fort Laramie's on a mission. They've got all these seniors. They've been waiting since last year. They thought they had a shot to be there in Division 4. But now with Division 7, it's watered down a little bit. But that takes nothing away from that big gold trophy you get if you win the state championship. Jackson's going to have to come out. McKinley Riker's going to have a tremendous match. And she's going to need help because Laramie just is just methodical in the way they attack you.
That is absolutely true. And one thing I want to correct while we're talking about it, since you brought up McKinley Reichert, I mistakenly said on air on Thursday that Avery Brandewee was the Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year. I guess I got my wires crossed with basketball and thought that she was named the SCAL Volleyball Player of the Year, too. That is incorrect. McKinley Reichert, a senior standout for the Tigers, was named the Volleyball SCAL Player of the Year this year. That's understandable after watching her. She was dominant in that game against Shekinah Christian on Thursday. And when Shekinah Christian started playing better in those last two sets, Riker came up with some big plays, both when she was in the front row and also defensively. Absolutely. When they had her in the back row at times as well.
Yeah, she's terrific. And, I mean, I've watched her play basketball. This is my first volleyball I've seen. But she's just an athlete. And she needs to have a big match today. And she certainly has the ability to get a bunch of kills today.
Reichert on the season for Jackson Center is leading the squad with 290 kills. Fellow senior Presley Reese has 160. Those are the two that really lead the squad up front. Of course, Reichert's younger sister Tatum also is big. on the back row for Jackson Center, and we saw her play well on Thursday. And in addition to that, Audrey Bird also has 140 kills overall on the season and is a factor. Dee Lichtenberg is as well for Jackson Center, who is a senior. The younger Reichert is a freshman. Bird's a junior, so that is three seniors, a junior, and a freshman that will be on the front row at differing times today for Jackson Center. Fort Laramie, very balanced on the front row as well. We mentioned Brandwee. She is leading the squad with 299 kills on the season. Victoria Mesher, another one of Fort Laramie's eight seniors, is second with 254. Julian Geyer, third with 144. And then Deanna Rotifer is fourth with 131 kills. She is also a senior. Keep going down the list. Jenna Barhorst is fifth on the squad as well. So the top five hitters in the front row for Fort Laramie are all seniors. And like you mentioned, Chuck, when you play together for that long, you get to regional finals 3 years, you lose to regional finals in 3 years. When it gets time for your senior year and it's the last time, that just gives you extra motivation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess from what I read on Facebook today, as eighth graders, these two teams matched up for the Shelby County Championship playing in the tournament. And so this is something that kind of foreshadowed the fact that here they are 4 years later, 5 years later, I guess. Took me 5 years to get there. But, you know, most kids get there in four. But they are, this is kind of what you expected. And Jackson, who has taken a couple of, you know, let's call them beatings from Laramie in this regular season, need to have some success early to get that confidence level going. They have nothing to lose. They might as well just throw themselves on the floor and make the plays.
And one thing you always know with longtime coach Jackson Center, for Jackson Center, Kim Metz, she has the experience, and she always comes up with something in these regional tournament games. We saw that many times over the years when the Tigers played in regional games at Northmont in Division IV.
Yeah. Well, Tatum Reichert was who they kind of featured in the first set of that of the regional semifinal on Thursday. They were doing a lot of back sets to her. The defense was shifted over to go after her sister, and so that was something that I watched and was impressed with coaching wise in the first game.
Both of these squads have strong setters as well, and we will talk about them more when we come back after this break as we continue to look at Fort Laramie and Jackson Center, who are warming up before their Division 7 regional final. We'll be back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunk in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Welcome back to Fairborn High School Skyhawk Arena. I am Brian Filling alongside Chuck McPhee. Fort Laramie and Jackson Center getting ready to face off in this Division 7 regional final matchup. The winner advances to a state semifinal on Thursday at 2 p.m. against the winner of Caldwell Strasburg Franklin. That state semifinal will be played at Wright State University's Nutter Center. The Nutter Center has hosted state volleyball for a long time with seven divisions. It is a different setup this year, though. Besides the Nutter Center, three Dayton area high schools will be hosting state semifinals. Fairmont, Northmont, and Vandalia Butler all will be hosting semifinals. Luckily for the winner of this one and Division 7, all matches, both the semifinal and the final, will be played at the Nutter Center. Different air, isn't it, Chuck, with stuff like that going on now?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, you know, this is the first year for all this seven, and you know, they're still trying to figure out and figure their way, but they never did it in four, so I don't know how they're going to figure it out in seven.
Well, it is different from the rumors that I heard initially. Was the talk was back in the spring, they were going to do it like boys and girls soccer do, where state semifinals are played early in the week at locations all across the state, and only the finals were going to be here at the Nutter Center. And in soccer, they do it the same way, where only the finals are at Crew Stadium on the weekend.
Well, they do the same thing with football. Everything goes up to the state semis, and then the finals are all played in Canton.
Correct. And so it's different, but that does get everybody in the Dayton area, at least. It will be different having Trent Arena and Student Activity Center and the Thunderdome all hosting state semifinals.
Well, I would go to Vandalia. Northmont they can keep.
One thing we will say here about Skyhawk Arena, Fairborn has done a great job with this. It is different in the daytime, though. There's a lot of windows here. It does let in a lot of natural light, but there is glare on the floor here. We mentioned earlier in our pregame coverage how well both of these squads' front row players have played this year. Looking at the setters, the players that make the engines run in volleyball, for Jackson Center, the squad has used two different seniors this year, splitting duties, and that is Marin Ludwig and Avery Jackson. Ludwig has 401 assists on the year. Jackson has 325 assists. Fort Laramie is led at setter by four-year starter Jenna Barhorst, who has 810 assists on the year. We'll pause for a break and we'll be back to get this match underway here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Loramie has truly gone local. They found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on their shelves inside the market. They now offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey's Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. Stop by today and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. I, again, am Brian Billing, pinch hitting for Jack Kramer here this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com, alongside Chuck McBee. Both Jackson Center and Fort Loramie squads are being introduced right now, and we will be getting this match underway here in about 4 minutes or so. Before that last break, we talked about the setters for both of these squads. Looking at the defensive leaders for both of these squads, you'll hear familiar names as both of the team's top hitters on the season also play a lot in the back row and contribute at that position defensively. Avery Brandwee, who leads Fort Loramie in kills on the year, also leads the team with 228 digs on the year. Senior Katie Luthman is second with 225. And also senior Deanna Rotifer is a contributor with 214 digs to her credit on the season. Looking at Jackson Center in the back row for the Tigers this year, leading the squad is Brooke Ann Bird. She has a total of 286 digs on the season. The second leader is Audrey Bird for Jackson Center. She has 234 digs on the year. And then McKinley Reichert, the leader on the front row for Jackson Center on the season, is third with 219 digs. Makes it interesting when you always look at stats in volleyball, given the rotations that they do, but to see players leading in different statistical categories. But that shows the athletic ability of both Brandwee and Reichert on the year. And, of course, we talked about that already. And, again, as we said, Reichert, SCAL Player of the Year. And Brandwee was a first-team selection, as was Jenna Barhorst for Fort Loramie on the year. Victoria Mesher, also a first-team selection in the All-League Honors. And Marin Ludwig was a first-team selection for Jackson Center. Incredible athletes all around, yep. And multiple sport athletes, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to watch them on the hardwood. Now we're then, I guess there's on the hardwood too, but they got a big net out there. But volleyball, this is a sport that, boy, momentum is a key. And if you can get somebody serving well, and that's what Mesher did against Rushi. She had two long streaks of serves that just picked up probably 7 or 8 points in a row. And that's key again today. If Jackson could get somebody back there to serve a few and get some points and keep the pressure on Loramie, the closer it is, the longer it stays close, the more pressure's on Loramie.
Fort Laramie again won both of these squads' regular season matchups. The Redskins won in Jackson Center 25-6, 25-20, 25-17 on September the 10th. And then on Fort Laramie Senior Night on October the 3rd, a match I was there covering for the Sydney Daily News, the Redskins won 25-15, 25-21, 25-14. Jackson Center has won six in a row entering this match. The Tigers beat Shekinah Christian 3-0 by scores of 25-12, 25-21, 25-20. In a regional semifinal on Thursday, Fort Laramie advanced, as Chuck was just talking about, with a dominating performance over Rushi, beating the Raiders 25-12, 25-9, 25-7. And we are underway here today as these squads play for a state final berth. The Tigers set to start things off, and then there is an attacking error on the front row for Fort Laramie. So the first point goes to Jackson Center. Here comes the second serve of the game. Audrey Bird serving for the Tigers. She gets it over, and Fort Laramie sets up for Victoria Mesher, who comes down with a hard spike there in the front row and puts the Reds, or ties it up 1-1 quickly. Now going back to set for Fort Laramie is Deanna Rotifer. Jackson Center a little awkward in its response, but the Tigers set up. Ava Butcher gets it across the net. Then on two hits, Jenna Barhorst pushes it across for Fort Laramie to give the Redskins a 2-1 lead. That's something you'll see occasionally, and Barhorst is really special at doing that, sending it over and catching the other team by surprise. Fort Laramie gets it over again. McKinley Reichert from the left side spikes for Jackson Center. Fort Laramie organizes its response. Brandwee spikes it over. Reichert does it again, and Fort Laramie unable to return at that time. Rotifer went racing for McKinley's spike, and she sends it out into the stands. That ties it up 2-2. Presley Reese serves here for Jackson Center. Fort Laramie gets it back across. The Tigers set up. Ava Butcher sends it over that time. Fort Laramie blocks it. Mesher blocks it again. Blocks it for a third time. There is a spike from Ava Butcher, and that is a block this time that Jackson Center can't recover from.
That was three straight blocks on the net. That was impressive.
And with that block, Fort Laramie takes a 3-2 lead. Yeah, Mesher just awesome in the front row for Fort Laramie, has been all year.
Like trying to hit it through a brick wall.
Mesher serves there for the Redskins. Reichert set up, spikes it, and gets a kill after her spike from the middle goes straight back and lands in the back middle just inside. That ties it up 3-3. Avery Jackson back to serve now for Jackson Center. She gets it across. A bit of an awkward response there, but Barhorst sends it over on two. Jackson Center gets it set up, and they have an error that results in a point for Fort Laramie.
Well, that was close, but he's got a better look at it than I do, I guess.
Did he say he got the net there?
I think
she got the net.
I think that's what they call it. I didn't see the net move at all.
I didn't either. Well, Fort Laramie serves ahead 4-3. Jackson Center works at the Tatum Riker. She sends it over. Avery Brandwee with the response there. Her spike is out of bounds, though, and that ties it up 4-4. McKinley Reichert, Shelby County Athletic League Player of the Year, back to serve here for Jackson Center. Barhorst sets for Brandwee. She spikes it. She sent it right at Brooke Ann Bird, and Bird only able to put up her hands there in a knee-jerk reaction.
Self-defense.
Yes. That gives Fort Laramie a 5-4 lead. Brandwee back to serve here for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center organizes, sending it over from the back row is Avery Jackson. Here comes a hard spike from Rotifer. She gets it over, and then we have a violation on Jackson Center there. That results in another point for Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie ahead 6-4 here in this first set of this Division 7 regional final. This is the largest lead either of these squads have had here in the very early going. Jackson Center gets it across. Borahorse sets there with a hard spike. It's Jenna Hoeing for Fort Laramie. The Tigers respond. Tatum Reichert sends it over. There is a hard spike. Goes out of bounds. That was Julian Geyer there with the attacking error. Oh, no, they called an error on...
Yeah, they said it was touched. It's got a fingertip.
Okay, so with that, Fort Laramie up three. Brandewey serves again. That one goes into the net, though. That cuts the gap back down to 2 points. 7-5 lead for the Tigers. We are here on the walking track at Skyhawk Arena. Right above the Jackson Center bench on the end, Jackson Center has their backs to us. Fort Laramie is facing us. After a couple of times sending it over the net by both teams, there is a kill by Deanna Rotifer. She went up on the left side and sent one straight down. That puts Fort Laramie ahead 8-5. Going back to serve now is Katie Luthman. Jackson Center organizes. Tatum Reichert sends it over, and there's a blocking error by Fort Laramie. That cuts the gap down to 8-6. Marin Ludwig comes off the bench here on a rotation for Jackson Center, and she goes back to serve. Ludwig, a senior, gets it over. There's a hard spike and a kill by Avery Brandewey.
She was up there on that one.
And that was from the back row as well. She's in the back left at the moment. Mesher, Barhorst, and Rotifer up front for the Redskins. Serving is Jenna Hoeing. She gets it just across the net. Sending it over is Presley Reese. Jackson Center sets up, or Fort Laramie sets up, rather, for Victoria Mesher. And she gets a soft spike to fall after a couple of Jackson Center players are able to get a piece of it right in front of the net. It hits the floor, though, and that gives Fort Laramie a 10-6 lead. Hoeing serves again. Jackson Center sets up for Reichert, who sends it over from the back row, and she lasers down a spike right in the back middle for a kill.
My goodness, that was an athletic move right there.
That brings Jackson Center within three at 10-7 in this first set. Jackson Center serves. Fort Laramie sets up for Rotifer. She sends a kill too far. A kill attempt, rather. Goes out the back line. That cuts it down to 2 points. 10-8, Fort Laramie leads. Audrey Bird serves for Jackson Center. And Fort Laramie gets a point on a hard spike in the front row. I missed
Barhorst
with that one.
She just redirected it. Boy, she is outstanding at that.
And she's going to Xavier.
Yeah.
She is quite the athlete and has been a great setter all 4 years for Fort Laramie. She surpassed 2,000 career kills really early in the season. Excuse me, 2,000 career assists, I meant to say. Jackson Center gets a point there on a spike to cut the gap to 11-9. Back to serve here is Presley Reese. Barhorst sets up for Brandewey, and Brandewey lasers down another hard spike and increases the lead to 3 points again.
Brandewey in a long line of outstanding frontline players that Laramie's had through the years.
Back to serve here is Victoria Mesher. Jackson Center sets up. Reichert sends it over from the back row. Barhorst sets up for Brandewey again. It gets across the net. No, it doesn't. Skims across the top, then falls back on Fort Laramie's side. That cuts the gap to 12-10.
Jackson doing a good job of keeping this thing within reach. They fell down four and came right back and cut it to two.
They had a competitive set, lost 25-21 in the middle of three sets, the second time these squads played this season. There is a spike after Jackson Center serves by Julian Geyer. Jackson Center gets it back across. Brandwee sends a soft spike over, and it falls after one player for Jackson Center. Avery Jackson got a piece of it. And with that kill by Brandwee, Fort Laramie takes a 13-10 lead. The first set, the first time these teams played, though, was all Fort Laramie back on September the 10th in Jackson Center. Redskins won that one 25-6. Jackson Center played better the rest of that match, though, lost the next two 25-20, 25-17. There's a point for the Redskins to increase the lead to 14-10. Back to serve for Fort Laramie is Barhorst. Wow. And she sends it across, and there is a serve-receive error. Audrey Bird went down, got it, but it went right to the floor and rolled off the court after that. Fort Laramie now ahead by its biggest lead of this first set at 15-10. Barhorst serves again. Reichert sends it over, and she gets a hard spike to fall for a kill in the back right corner. Big point there for the Tigers.
Yeah, that was a good swing right there. She did, they just have to swing at it. They cannot be tense at this point. They just got to keep playing.
Reichert goes back to serve here for Jackson Center. She gets it across. Barhorst sets up for Brandwee on the right side, and she gets a spike to fall right in front of Avery Jackson in the back left. Fort Laramie up by five again, 16-11. Brandwee goes back to serve for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center organizes. There with a spike is Audrey Bird. Rodifer sends it across for Fort Laramie on the response. It's out of bounds in the back middle, though. That cuts the gap 2-4. 16-12, Fort Laramie leads. Redskins have led for almost all of this set. Teams traded points early. Fort Laramie has been ahead mostly by between 2 and 4 here for about the last 15 points or so that each of these squads have scored. Teams work it over. Jackson Center with it right now. There is a spike by Reese. Fort Laramie gets it back over, and that is a kill. I was looking down at the moment, but I believe that was Geyer there, Chuck.
Yep.
With that one in the middle. She sent a soft spike down. She goes to the bench after that. Jenna Hoing comes off. Hoing, Mesher, and Rodifer in the front row right now. And there is another point for Fort Laramie after a spike goes off of the hands of one of the Jackson Center players in the front row. That gives Fort Laramie an 18-12 lead, and Jackson Center coach Kim Metz takes a timeout. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Welcome back to Sky Hawk Arena. Fort Laramie ahead of Jackson Center, 18-12 in the first set of this Division 7 regional semifinal. As we rejoin action, there is a kill by Jenna Hoing.
Yep.
On the right side of the net. She sends it a hard spike to the back left side. That puts Fort Laramie ahead 19-12. So the Redskins continue to build their lead after that Jackson Center timeout. Reichert with a hard spike. Fort Laramie gets to it, though. Rodifer set up, spikes. Jackson Center recovers, though. Getting it over there is Audrey Bird. Blocked back to Jackson Center. Sending it over now is Presley Reese. Fort Laramie organizes. Rodifer sends a soft spike into the middle on the left side. That gives the Redskins an 8-point lead at 22-12.
Outstanding defensive play that time by the Redskins before they got the ball set up for the spike. The kill. I guess I'm aged myself with spike.
Katie Luthman serves there for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center gets it over. Tatum Reichert with the spike. Mestre then spikes it back across for Fort Laramie. Reichert with a hard spike there. For Fort Laramie is Luthman, though. Redskins set up, and Avery Brandewey lasers one down in the back middle. Brandewey was in the back row that time, and she sent it down in the back middle, right about the top of the key on the basketball arc. It falls in.
That would have been a three.
21-12, Fort Laramie. Luthman serves again. That goes out of bounds, though. So that stops a streak of several points by Fort Laramie. And Marin Ludwig into serve here for Jackson Center. She gets it across. Brandewey bumps. Barhorst sets. And there with a spike is Hoying. Jackson Center recovers, though. Reichert sends it over. Fort Laramie a bit frazzled, but they're able to bump it over is Jenna Hoying. Here is a spike by Audrey Bird from the left side, and
nice. It
gets down after contact from one Fort Laramie player. And Jackson Center cuts the gap to 21-14. Ludwig goes back to serve again for the Tigers. Brandewey received it initially, but it was a bit awkward. Ball goes backwards. Luthman tried to chase it there, but it lands beside the Fort Laramie student section 4 points. So that is 3 straight points for Jackson Center, who is pulled within 21-15. Ludwig serves. Rodifer has a spike blocked. She's going to go for another one after Fort Laramie regroups. Jackson Center organizes. Reichert spikes from the back row. Barhorst dives to try to get to it. She can't get to it. 4 straight points by Jackson Center. Tigers have cut the gap to 5 at 21-16 here in set number 1 of this Division 7 regional final. Ludwig serves again. Mestre with a hard spike. There were to get it is Brooke Ann Bird. Jackson Center organizes. Audrey Bird spikes it over. Brandewey from the back row sends a soft tap over. On 2 hits, Ludwig sends it back over. Fort Laramie able to respond, though. There sending it over is Jenna Hoying. And that was Presley Reese, who got a piece of it, trying to send it right back over. But it goes into the net. And as a result, Fort Laramie takes a 22-16 lead. Redskins now 3 points away from taking the first set. Officials look like they're adjusting the net here on the pole. He's working to tie that one up. Must be a little loose or something there on the right side, right near Jackson Center's bench. Back to serve here for Fort Laramie is Jenna Hoying. We will mention during this stoppage of play again that Anna is in action against Coldwater in a Division 6 regional final at Northmont. That one is underway. We will provide updates as we see them on Twitter, or as I get them from New Sydney Daily News sports editor Ryan Harless. And in fact, speak of the devil, he texts me right at that moment. Coldwater wins the first set 25-14. Anna had an early 5-2 lead, nearly tied it at 11. All Coldwater the rest of the way. So the Rockets trail in that Division 6 regional final at Northmont 1-0 heading into the second set. Nets finally adjusted and we're back underway here in this Division 7 regional final. The serve by Hoying gets over. Jackson Center sends it over. Then Brandon with a spike from the back row. Tiger set up for Reichert, who's in the back left. She gets it over. Fort Laramie recovers, though. Rodifer gets it over. Great defense by Jackson Center. They get it to Audrey Bird. She gets it over. Barhorst sets up for Rotifer. She gets one right to Reichert, who sends it over on one hit. Two hits there. Barhorst sends it over with two hands, and she gets a point.
She's like a change-up pitcher in baseball, man.
Yes.
You're looking for the fastball, and she's just tipping it over. She is outstanding at that.
Fort Laramie 2 points away. Redskins lead 23-16. That serve, though, goes into the net. That cuts the gap to 23-17. Going back to serve here for Jackson Center is Audrey Bird. She gets it across. Barhorst sets up for Mesher. Mesher spikes it and gets it to fall for a kill. Two Jackson Center players got pieces of it. It ricochets off of them onto the ground. Fort Laramie 1 point away from taking the first set. Redskins ahead 24-17. That serve goes out of bounds there, though. That keeps Jackson Center alive 24-18. Serving for Jackson Center is Presley Reese. Barhorst sets up for Avery Brandewey. Brandewey sends a kill out the back. Though, Jackson Center still alive, trailing 24-19. Reese back to serve once more for Jackson Center. Redskins set up. Barhorst sends it over on two and gets it to fall. Fort Laramie wins the first set 25-19 over Jackson Center to take a 1-0 lead in this Division 7 regional semifinal. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HighCamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HighCamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Laramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back to Fairborn High School Skyhawk Arena. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McPhee. Fort Laramie wins the first set 25-19 to take a 1-0 lead over Fort Laramie in this Division 7 regional semifinal. We talked several times there in that first set, Chuck, about Jenna Barhorst sending it over on two, and she was able to end that set by doing that exact thing.
She scored 5 points in that set doing that exact move, and it's very effective.
Barhorst again on the front row a lot. She has 88 kills on the year, or had, we should say, entering this match here today. Of course, she is the engine that makes Fort Laramie go. Had 810 assists to her credit entering this one. She is set up there and has a hard spike go out. So that gives Jackson Center an early 1-0 lead. We jinxed her.
Well, she tried to hit a kill instead of an easy kill.
Yes, there we go. Serving for Jackson Center here is Audrey Bird, with Fort Laramie able to even it up.
Brenda, we got that kill.
Yes, on a spike. And as a result, it's now tied 1-1. Victoria Mesher goes back to serve. On the front row at the moment for Fort Laramie is Brandewee, Geyer, and Barhorst. Reichert on the left side for Jackson Center. She sends it over. Redskins respond. They set up again for Reichert. Fort Laramie organizes, though.
Oh.
Brandewee goes up for a kill attempt, but it is blocked.
Yep, Reese blocked it back in. Good. So, point Jackson.
That was on the left side of the net, on Fort Laramie's side, that is. Reese on the right side for Jackson Center. She serves here. Sending it over from the back row is Rotifer. There's Dee Lichtenberg, who gets it across for Jackson Center. Redskins get it back across again. Reichert sends it back over. There is a soft tap by Geyer that is blocked. Was that Reichert and Lichtenberg there?
Yeah, Reichert. They were both there. Reichert got it, though.
And as a result, Jackson Center ahead 3-1. These teams traded points early in the first set before Fort Laramie gradually pulled away. Redskins led by as many as 9 before winning 25-19. The teams exchanged it there a couple of times. Lichtenberg has a spike go into the net. That cuts the gap 3-2. Fort Laramie trailing. Jenna Barhorst goes back to serve for Fort Laramie. She, again, is one of 8 seniors that serves. Skims across the net. Jackson Center organizes, though. Bird, Audrey Bird, sends it over. Fort Laramie sends it back over. Ludwig sets up for Reichert, and she has a laser of a spike land in front of Katie Wuthman for a kill.
And what an angle she hit that on. There was no way anybody was getting that.
Now, Reichert was on the far left side of Jackson Center's net, sent it to the back right in front of Luthman. Here serving for Jackson Center is Avery Jackson. She gets it over. A bump on one hit goes over right to Reichert, and she sends it straight down for a kill. Fort Laramie players tried to get to it there. They were unable to.
Laramie fans didn't care for the call.
Avery Jackson gets it over for Jackson Center, and there is a kill from the front right side. I missed who that was.
Brandewee.
Brandewee with that one. So that cuts Jackson Center's lead to 5-3. Brandewee goes back to serve here. Jackson Center not set up on defense. Anna Ruinkamp, excuse me, Brooke Ann Bird, that is, in the back row. Got it, but it was kind of awkward, and it went to no man's land. Fell for a point. Tigers still ahead 5-4. It's tied up 5-5, though. There's an attacking error by Jackson Center. Spike goes out of bounds. Fort Laramie will try to take its first lead of this second set here. Redskins ahead 1-0 in the match. Brandewee serves. Awkward response by Jackson Center, but Tatum Reichert gets it across. Brandewee sends it over from the back row for Fort Laramie. Reichert sends it over for Jackson Center. Redskins respond. Rotifer gets it across. Tigers work it to Reichert, who sends it across. Fort Laramie responds. Barhorst sets up to Brandewee on the back row, and she sends a laser of a spike down right in the back middle And Fort Laramie takes its first lead of this second set at 6-5.
I hope the Player of the Year voting was awfully close between Brandewee and Reichert.
Yes.
I don't see a whole lot of difference.
Brandewee serves here for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center gets it across. Tapping it over there on a third hit is Barhorst. Jackson Center organizes. Lichtenberg spikes it down. It hits off of one Fort Laramie player, and that's it. Point to the Tigers. That ties us up again at 6-6. Reichert goes back to serve here. She sends it over. Fort Laramie organizes. Barhorst sets up for Julian Geyer, and she gets it across. Barhorst was on the back row that time, set it up for Geyer right in the middle, and she sends that one down. Going back to serve here for Fort Laramie is Luthman. Redskins ahead 7-6 after that point. Lichtenberg sends it over. It's blocked back, but sending it immediately back over is Audrey Bird. Good reaction there after the block, Chuck.
Yep.
Bird able to get a kill.
Put her right on the line.
And that ties us up 7-7. Squads trading points once again in the early going of this second set. Brooke Ann Bird serves for Jackson Center. Brandewee sends it over from the back row. Tiger is set up to Audrey Bird, who sends it across. Fort Laramie hastily gets it back over. Mesher blocks one. Jackson Center reorganizes. The Tigers work it to Bird on the left side. Her spike goes into the net, though, and that error gives Fort Laramie an 8-7 lead. Jenna Hoyne goes back to serve for Fort Laramie. Tigers organize and work it to Reichert in the middle. She sends over a hard spike right to Luthman, who puts out her arms to react, and it flies off of her into the Fort Laramie crowd. Good crowd here for both squads today. Fort Laramie definitely wins in terms of the student section.
Yeah,
Redskins have a huge student section today. Ludwig serves here for Jackson Center with the tie. Barhorst sends it over on two. Jackson Center ready, reorganizes. There, sending it over is Ava Butcher. Redskins work it over again. Ludwig sets up for Butcher again. She has a spike blocked by Deanna Rodifer. That gives Fort Laramie a lead again at 9-8. Going back to serve here for Fort Laramie is Rodifer. She gets it across. Barhorst sets up for Brandewee after Jackson Center gets it over, and Brandewee sends a laser down. Fort Laramie ahead now, 10-8. That's the largest lead either of these schools have had here in this second set. This was about the time Fort Laramie began to pull away in the first set. We'll see if the Redskins replicate that here. There is a spike after the serve by Presley Reese. Fort Laramie gets to it. Brandewee sends it over. A couple of Jackson Center players are able to get a piece of it and are unable to do anything after that. And as a result, Fort Laramie now ahead by 3 at 11-8. Rodifer serves once more. Ludwig sets up for Audrey Bird, and she gets a spike to fall there for a point to cut the gap to 2 points. Audrey Bird, a junior outside hitter, goes back to serve here. She's one of the smaller front row players, shorter I should say, between these two squads. She's 5'4". Fort Laramie sends it back over. Jackson Center sets up for Reichert. It's blocked back. Jackson Center responds though. Reichert sends it over again. Here's Brandewee with a hard spike. It goes over the net. Mesher tips it back down. Jackson Center sits it back over. Brandewee spikes, and after hitting off of Brooke Ann Bird, no one is there, and Fort Laramie gets the point.
That was one of the better rallies we've seen.
Yes, it was. Point ultimately to Fort Laramie. The squad now leads 12-9 in this second set. Redskins ahead 1-0 in the match. Jackson Center gets a point there. Reese sent it over, and then a bump attempt goes backwards into that huge Fort Laramie student section. Jackson Center now within two at 12-10. Presley Reese, senior middle and outside hitter, goes back to serve here. Fort Laramie sets up for Brandewee. It's blocked, but blocked out of bounds. Point for Fort Laramie. Redskins up by three now. Going back to serve is Barhorst. Her serve goes across. Reichert sets up for Lichtenberg. She gets it over on the left side. Fort Laramie responds. Barhorst sends it over from the back. Reichert now sends a spike over. There's a one-hand save by Rodifer, but it goes out of bounds just over the net. Give her credit for reacting there at all. That came fast.
It was coming.
But goes out of bounds, and that allows Jackson Center to pull within 13-11. Avery Jackson serves there. Fort Laramie gets it over. Lichtenberg sends one across the net for Jackson Center. Redskins respond. Here's Brandewee from the left side. She gets it. There's a diving save by Brooke Ann Bird. It goes down. It goes back over on that one diving bump. Fort Laramie reorganizes and gets it to Brandewee again. And Brandewee gets that hard spike to fall. Redskins ahead 14-11. Brandewee serves. It goes out of bounds. Jackson Center, it was going to be close, and the Tigers correctly gauged that it was going to go just out, and that cuts the gap to 14-12. McKinley Reichert sends it over the net. Barhorst sets up. Fort Laramie not sure who it was to there. There was some confusion on the front row, and that cuts the gap down to 14-13. Kim Metz loving it. Jackson Center has trimmed what has been as large as a three-point gap down to one. Tigers go to tie it here. Reichert serves. There's a hard spike in the front row. Fort Laramie all organized that time. Julian Geyer with the kill. That increases the lead back to 15-13. The winner of this match will play in a Division 7 state semifinal on Thursday at 2 p.m. Fort Laramie hasn't made state since 2019. Jackson Center has not since 2016. Jackson Center gets it over. Fort Laramie sets up, and there on the right side is a kill by Jenna Hoying. She sends a spike down right in the middle on the left side. It falls just in, right in front of Jackson Center's bench. Fort Laramie ahead by three again. Two straight points by the Redskins. Reichert sends it across from the back right. Fort Laramie sets up on two hits. Brandewee pushes it over, but it goes out of bounds. Jackson Center pulls within 2 points at 16-14. Serving here is Brooke Ann Bird, a sophomore libero. Barhorst sets up for Rodifer, and we have an error there. Player for Jackson Center got a piece of the net. That gives Fort Laramie a three-point lead again at 17-14. Jackson Center keeping in it in both of these first two sets. Fort Laramie has managed to take leads, though, once we've gotten to about 10 points after both squads traded points in the early going. There is an attacking error by Jackson Center. Fort Laramie now with its biggest lead of this second set at 4 points, 18-14. Redskins serve. Reese sends it over. Fort Laramie hastily organizes, a bit awkward, but Mesher sends it over. Tigers work it to Tatum Reichert there. She gets it over, and there is a miracle. Bumped back over by Katie Ruthven on three straight hits. And Fort Laramie gets the point after Ruthven got it over on a bump. Jackson Center sent it into the net. That gives Fort Laramie a 19-14 lead in the second set. Redskins ahead 1-0 in the match. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Fort Laramie leads Jackson Center 19-14 as we rejoin action here in the second set of this Division 7 regional semifinal on scoresbroadcast.com. It's now 20-14 after that serve by Fort Laramie. Reichert sends a hard spike out the back to give the Redskins a 20-14 lead, but Fort Laramie gives that point right back on a spike that goes out of bounds. So we sit at a 5-point gap at the moment. And Marin Ludwig goes back to serve for Jackson Center. Ludwig gets it across. Luthman bumps, Barhorst sets, Rotifer with a spike, it is blocked. That was Presley Reese and Ava Butcher up front, and that was Butcher who was able to block it back.
Yeah, good job, put it right on the line.
That was on the right side of Jackson Center's net where that occurred. And Ludwig goes to serve here for the Tigers, which have pulled within four. Holy moly, though, Victoria Mesher pushes it right back to five. She was set up in the middle by Barhorst and slammed one right down.
Those quick sets like that, just a little bump, and she was ready to drill it, and she did.
Fort Laramie ahead 21-16 over Jackson Center. Going back to serve here is Rotifer. Ludwig sets up for Reichert. Reichert from the back row sends one into the net. That pushes Fort Laramie's lead to 22-16. Fort Laramie 3 points away from taking this set and a 2-0 lead in the match. There is a defensive error by Jackson Center. The serve not fielded well. And as a result, Fort Laramie 2 points away. Rotifer serve goes over. Jackson Center organizes. Reichert from the back row has a spike go into the net. 26-14. With these three straight points, Fort Laramie pulling ahead quickly in this second set. Rotifer gets it across. Jackson Center sets up for Audrey Bird. She gets it over. Fort Laramie organizes. Avery Brandewee gets it across again. On two hits, the Tigers push it back over. Mesher set up there. Reichert there to bump it, though. Ludwig sets up. Butcher sends it over, but it's blocked right back to Jackson Center. And the match ends. Fort Laramie takes the second set, 25-16, to take a 2-0 lead over Jackson Center in this Division 7 regional final. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus,
life, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Fort Laramie has been the number one ranked team all season long in State Coaches Association rankings, and the Redskins are one set away from earning a spot in a state semifinal. They lead Shelby County Athletic League rival Jackson Center 2-0 as we get the third one underway. 25-19, Fort Laramie won the first one, and the Redskins won the second, 25-16, pulling away late in that one. We've had a good rally here to start the first one. There's Fort Laramie with a great defensive effort, getting it over on three on a bump. McKinley Reichert here with a spike attempt. Fort Laramie gets it over again. Mesher on two. Reichert gets it over. And there on two, a laser down by Barhorst. Jackson sends it right back over. Barhorst sends it back over. Reese able to bump it back over. Mesher sends it over. It's blocked back. Fort Laramie regroups. Rotifer sends a spike over, and it goes out of bounds.
Boy, that looked touch to me, but they're closer than I am. That was a best rally that we've had so far.
A great one to start as Jackson Center tries to gain momentum here. Tigers take an early 1-0 lead, again trailing 2-0 in the match. There's a kill by Rotifer to tie it up 1-2-1. This is a Division 7 regional final between these two league rivals. Again, the Redskins won both regular season matches 3-0. Jackson Center trying to prevent that here. Rotifer goes back to serve for Fort Laramie. It goes across. Reese spikes it over there. It is blocked by Brandwee. Mesher was also nearby on the front left side of the net for Fort Laramie. Do have an update from Northmont in the Division 6 regional final. Coldwater beats Anna in the second set, 25-15, to take a 2-0 lead. And that one rockets down, and will similarly to Jackson Center try to make a comeback. Another point for Fort Laramie there pushes the Redskins' lead to 3-1 in this third set. Rotifer sets for the Redskins. There's a spike that lands in. Chuck, I was glancing down and didn't see who hit that.
That was Reichert. That was McKinley record.
I could have guessed from the speed it was her, but I wanted to be sure.
The linesman was diving out of the way as he pointed his flag down.
3-2, Fort Laramie leads. Jackson Center with it. They send it over. Reichert on a spike. Fort Laramie reorganizes. Brandwee gets it over. Ludwig sends it over on two on a quick defensive effort there. Fort Laramie sends it over from the back row. Ludwig sets it up for Lichtenberg. It goes over, but Fort Laramie regroups. Brandwee sends a spike. It's blocked. That was Lichtenberg and Ava Butcher there. Who blocked it, Chuck? Did you see?
Yeah, Butcher got it, and it was almost good, but it just barely dropped out of bounds.
Oh, I missed that. So Fort Laramie gets the point and leads 4-2. There's another point. Oh, nope, that is an error on Fort Laramie there. What did he call on that one, Chuck?
I'm not sure.
Fort Laramie students don't like it anyway.
Well, way back in the day, the athletic director came to me and said, I need officials for volleyball, junior high. I had no idea what the rules were, but they taught me as I went.
Here serving is Avery Jackson. She gets it over. Hard spike by Brandwee there with a great diving save is Brooke Ann Bird. However, that is two hits as Jackson Center was setting up there. And now Fort Laramie is ahead by 2 points again at 5-3. Jenna Barhorst goes back to serve for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center works it over to Tatum Reichert. And we have
put it right on the back line.
Yes. A kill by her. Great placement there. She, again, is a freshman, sophomore outside hitter. You can tell she's going to be great for the Tigers over these next 3 years. That cut the gap to 1 point. It promptly goes back to a 2-point lead for Fort Laramie after that serve attempt by Jackson Center is too long and goes across the line. Avery Brand, we back to serve here for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center sets up, works it in the front left to Audrey Bird. She gets it over. Barhorst sets up for Rotifer. She sends it over. Tigers regroup. It's Bird again. Brandwee bumps. Barhorst sets. Rotifer spikes. Partially blocked. It is blocked back over to the Redskins. This time sending it over was Julian Geyer, but it's blocked right back at her.
That was Lichtenberg. Boy, I tell you what, she's not the tallest girl out there, but she has some ups.
Now Lichtenberg listed at 5'6" for Jackson Center. She goes out after that block, which cut the gap to 6'5". Serving is Brooke Ann Bird. Fort Laramie sends it over. Tigers regroup. Reichert spikes it over from the back row. Barhorst sets up for Fort Laramie. Here to Brandwee. Brandwee in the back middle sends a spike to the back left for a kill.
She has had more kills, I think, from the back row today than she has up on the net.
Fort Laramie leads now 7-5 as Katie Luthman goes back to serve. It goes over. There, Avery Jackson sets up Tatum Reichert. She spikes it over. Fort Laramie responds. Brandwee gets it over. Tigers get it back over. Reese sends it over for them. Rotifer with a spike on the left side. That one falls for a point. Fort Laramie takes an 8-5 lead. Luthman goes back to serve again for Fort Laramie. Reese gets a kill after being set up. She was on the left side. Hard spike there. Went off of a Fort Laramie player who was trying to go to block it. It goes to the ground, though. Big point there for Jackson Center as the Tigers try to regain momentum. Ludwig serves. Barhorst sets up for Rotifer. It goes over, but it's out. Just out on the back left side. That cuts the gap to 1. Marin Ludwig, the senior setter, serves again. Awkward response by Fort Laramie, but they get it to Rotifer on the left side. She gets a spike to fall in front of a diving Brooke-Ann Bird in the back middle.
Rutherford having a very nice match today.
Yes, she is. Without keeping stats, I would say she's second on the team behind Brandwee today. I think she's got more than Mesher does. Speaking of Mesher, hard spike there. Reichert responds well. Tigers get it back over. Barhorse sets up again for Mesher. She gets a kill. It was a hard spike. Two Jackson Center players there trying to block, including Reese, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, I'll tell you what Mesher has been today is incredible defensively on the net.
Yes.
She is hard to get the ball past.
Yes, she is. And at 6'0", she is the tallest player on the court for either of these squads.
She was 6'1 in basketball last year, so
yes.
she lost an inch during the
yes.
during the summer.
Yep. That is always funny how that can vary from roster to roster.
Depends on how the hair is.
Another point for Fort Laramie. Their serving is Rutherford. Jackson Center gets it across. Barhorse sets up for Mesher, and Mesher with a laser of a spike there. Fort Laramie takes a 5-point lead at 12-7 in this third set, and Jackson Center takes a timeout. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Laramie ahead by 5 early in this third set over Jackson Center as we rejoin action in this Division 7 regional final between these two Shelby County Athletic League rivals. Long rally going on right now as we rejoin action. Brandwee from the back row gets a spike to fall. Presley Reese right in the middle got a piece of it, but it deflects off of her onto the ground, and now Fort Laramie ahead 13-7. And the Redskins won both regular season matches 3-0. They're trying to do the same here in a regional final. There is an error after a serve by Fort Laramie, and the lead has grown to 7 at 14-7. You're also just joining us. We have been bringing updates throughout the day from the Division 6 regional final at Northmont High School. Anna trailing Coldwater 2-0 in that one, but the Redskins are ahead 11-8 in the third set to force a Coldwater timeout. Another point there on a defensive error by Jackson Center, and Fort Laramie is ahead 15-7. 10 points away. Redskins gaining steam here as this match goes on. We'll see if Jackson Center can come up with a response here. Reichert from the back row after that serve sends it over. There's a block attempt by Reese that goes out of bounds, though. Fort Laramie ahead by 9, 16-7. Ties the largest lead the Redskins have had in a set today. They were ahead 21-12 in the first one. Serve there goes into the net. That cuts the gap to 8. And going back to serve here for Jackson Center is Audrey Bird. Needs something like that, your opponent, to make a mistake, Chuck, when you're trailing this much, to try to get back in it.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Jackson, but I'll tell you what, they have hung, they've played well. They're just playing a team that is a juggernaut.
Mesher with a kill there on a hard spike. The lead goes back to 9 at 17-8. Fort Loramie has been ranked number 1 all season in the State Coaches Association polls. There's a defensive error after a serve by Fort Loramie. We are at a 10-point gap at 18-8. And you can see why. Only squad that Fort Loramie has lost to is Coldwater, which is undefeated. And again, playing Anna in that Division 6 regional final. And that was a 3-setter. 2-1 victory by Coldwater in the Cavaliers season opening tournament in the opening weekend. Fort Loramie has won 18 matches in a row since then. This would be number 19. Point there by Jackson Center, though. That cuts the gap back down to 9. And going to serve for the Tigers is Presley Reese. Barhorst sets up for Brandwee. It's blocked back by Lichtenberg. Brandwee once again sends a spike over. Jackson Center defense is there and ready. Reichert taps it back over for a kill. That's the first offensive point Jackson Center has gotten in a while.
Reichert did a really nice job. She saw where the blocker was and she just redirected it back to that back corner. Nobody there.
Fort Loramie leads 18-10. Presley Reese goes back to serve here. Fort Loramie just moves out of the way. Gauges correctly that was going to go out of bounds. It does. Gap back to 9 at 19-10. And Mesher gets ready to serve here for Fort Loramie. And again, this is something Fort Loramie has been working towards for 4 years now. They've lost in regional finals the last 3 consecutive years, and with 8 seniors on the group this year, they're hoping for a state berth and a state title this year. Jackson Center gets a point there to close the gap down to 8 in this third set. Fort Loramie leads 19-11. Avery Jackson goes back to serve here for the Tigers. Barhorst sets up for Brandwee. Brandwee with a soft spike in the middle. One hit back over by Jackson Center. Barhorst to Brandwee again. That time that spikes with more force. Jackson Center can't get to it. Redskins lead by 9 again at 22-11. Jenna Barhorst serves here for Fort Loramie. Redskins 5 points away from a state berth. Awkward defensive reply there, but Brookhan Bird bumps it over. Fort Loramie sets up for Brandwee. Hard spike. It falls just in the back middle. That pushes the gap to 21-11. Large Fort Loramie student section is getting into it here as the Redskins are 4 points away from a state berth. Serve gets across by Fort Loramie. Reichert spikes it. Fort Loramie has to chase in an incredible defensive effort. Brandwee sends it over on 3 on a bump. Reichert sends it back over. And there we have an error by Jackson Center that gives Fort Loramie the point at 22-11. Fort Loramie serve gets just across. Great defense by Jackson Center there. Reichert gets it over. Brandwee with a hard spike here. And it hits off of Brookhan Bird in the back row. 2 points away now. Fort Loramie leads Jackson Center 23-11. Barhorst goes back to serve here for Fort Loramie. She gets it across. Lichtenberg spikes. It's blocked by Geyer. Jackson Center sets up there. Reichert sends it over. Fort Loramie blocks it over again. Tigers regroup. Reichert with a hard spike and a kill that time. That cuts the gap to 11 at 23-12. Jackson playing for its season right now. Reichert goes back to serve. Barhorst sets up. There is a soft spike by Geyer. Gets across. Jackson Center gets it back over again. Tatum Reichert sends it over. Redskins move it over. There's D. Lichtenberg with a soft tap in front. It's blocked back to her by Julian Geyer. A couple of Tiger players make a good defensive effort trying to save it. They're unable to. And Fort Loramie is now 1 point away from a state berth. Redskins lead 24 to 12. Avery Brandwee serves here. She gets it across. Jackson Center sets up. Lichtenberg spikes it over. Redskins respond. Reichert goes over to Jenna Hoying. She sends it over. Tigers send it back over. Redskins get it back across. That is Julian Geyer. That goes out of bounds, though. Jackson stays alive for the moment, but the Tigers are trailing 24-13. Brooke Ann Bird goes to serve here for Jackson Center. She gets it over. Great diving effort by Luthman. Redskins set up for Julian Geyer. She gets the match point there on a hard spike in the middle. Fort Laramie wins the third set, 25-13. Redskins win the match overall, 3-0. Fort Laramie earns its first state berth since 2019. The Redskins will play in a state semifinal this Thursday at 2 o'clock at Wright State University's Netter Center against the Caldwell Strasburg Franklin winner. When we come back, we'll try to have an update on that one to find out what opponent Fort Laramie will be playing. And before we go to the timeout, we'll pass along Anna trailing 2-0 in the third set over at Northmont in a Division VI regional final. And that is tied 20-20 in the third set. So Anna trying to stay alive in that one. But this one all over at Skyhawk Arena. Fort Laramie beats Jackson Center 3-0 to earn a Division VII state berth. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and we earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at allenballinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Welcome back to Fairborn High School Skyhawk Arena. Fort Laramie beats Jackson Center 3-0 to earn a Division VII state berth. 25-19, 25-16, 25-13. Big credit to Jackson Center on another great season, and credit to them for playing well today, Chuck. But as we talked about, Fort Laramie has just this year established itself as on another level than anybody else in the Shelby County Athletic League, and so far anybody else in Division VII as well, and across the whole state.
Yeah, absolutely, in Division VII. In Division IV, I think that, you know, I still think they would have won it, and I would have liked to have seen that for them.
Yes.
But again, we talked about it earlier, that it's going to say state champion, and it doesn't really matter how many divisions. They can't help who, you know, what division they went to. But that team right there is as good as I've watched, and I'm including the New Bremen teams of the past.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you, and it is worth noting that besides Coldwater, which was always Division III, Fort Laramie ran through everybody else it played, including New Bremen, Marion Local, and the other strong MAC teams in non-conference play. I do know one year they did beat New Bremen in regular season, lost to them come tournament time in Division IV, but still, it would have been interesting to see what that would have looked like this year. But like you said in our pregame coverage, if they're able to host a gold trophy next Friday, they're not going to care what division it says on there.
Nope.
We did look and found a score update, and of the opponent that Fort Laramie is going to play. Again, it will be the winner of Caldwell and Stradsburg Franklin. Caldwell won the third set to stay alive, but Stradsburg Franklin leads that one 2-1. That regional final is ongoing. The state semi between Fort Laramie and the winner of Caldwell and Stradsburg Franklin will again be Thursday at 2 o'clock at Wright State University's Nutter Center. Friday morning state final we're looking at, should the Redskins advance to that. Friday at 11 a.m. could be a fun one there. A potential matchup, again, if both teams advance, will be another perennial former Division IV power, and that is Tiffin Calvert, which beat New Bremen in state finals in 2018 and 2020. New Bremen has beaten them, I believe, three times in a span, or maybe just twice, too. It's something like that, but those two teams played a lot in state final matches, and also a couple of times in the regional round as well. Calvert is in action against New Knoxville, and looking here, just 1 minute ago, a score update came across. Calvert beat New Knoxville 25-18 in the third set and won that Division VII Northwest Regional 3-0. So Calvert did advance. That could be interesting come Thursday, obviously. Come Friday. Obviously, both teams will have to win on Thursday in semifinals to get there. We'll pass along an Anna and Coldwater final once we get one. And we just got one moments ago. It was tied 22-20. Coldwater went on to win 25-23 in the third set. So that ends that one. The Cavaliers win the Division VI regional final by a score of 3-0, and that ends the season for Anna. Great season by both Anna and Jackson Center. A great thing that four Shelby County Athletic League teams were able to advance to regionals this year. Rushi, of course, knocked out by Fort Laramie on Thursday in a D7 semifinal. Anna advances to a D6 semifinal. The Rockets finished the season 15-7 overall, and then Jackson Center here losing to Fort Laramie today. The Tigers finish on the season 19-8 overall. Congratulations to both Anna and Jackson Center on a great season and a great career by several seniors for Jackson Center that we will name here: Avery Jackson, Presley Reese, McKinley Reichert, Marin Ludwig, Soleil Shamblin, D. Lichtenberg. That is your group of seniors for Jackson Center. So congratulations to them as they're able to get to regionals. Again, this is the fourth consecutive year that they've advanced, and they, of course, advanced for a long stretch to regionals for over a decade or so. They had a streak active before then. So
they had back-to-back state champions.
Yes, in 15 and 16. Yep. Yes, yep. And congrats to Kim Metz again, who has kept this program the top of SCAL standings. A great season all around for Shelby County Athletic League Volleyball. But there's a picture right there at center court right now that Fort Laramie's eight seniors are set up for. And again, that's the last thing we'll mention. This group has been aiming for it. And Chuck, now they get a chance this coming Thursday and Friday to go get a state title.
They're there. And they need to go in, and they need to keep the same hunger in when they get down to Wright State. And the thing I'll say about Wright State is they put you in that front row.
Yes.
And when everybody's warming up, you better be paying attention.
Yes.
Those volleyballs fly.
Yes, yep. And Jack will be back on Thursday along with Chuck for the broadcast of that one. Again, Thursday at 2 o'clock. Fort Laramie will take on the winner of Caldwell and Strasburg Franklin. I'll be there too, taking pictures for the Sydney Daily News, pinch hitting on photography duty.
There you go.
This time as well. So looking
you're
forward
pretty good at it.
Yes, and looking forward to covering it. It should be fun.
Yep.
Thanks again for listening, Chuck. Been a pleasure to be with you here this
Always.
Last Thursday and Saturday.
Always.
And again, Fort Laramie victorious in 3 over Jackson Center to win a Division 7 regional championship. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Laramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.